every Friday night after the League of Ireland games, a place for you to come to give your opinion, to vent. And there's a little button down on the left-hand corner where you can say that you want to talk.
Catch League of Ireland Late Night, Friday nights at 10 on Twitter Spaces. Follow at Off the Ball.
This week, Go Loud announced the launch of Go Mouth, Al Foran's Football Forum, a Go Loud original podcast. You can see it there on your screen, a new episode every Tuesday where you can expect unapologetic, biased football opinions. Al Foran, good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
So you're leaving your, you're bringing your United fandom with you in behind the mic. Is that what's happening here?
Yeah, no, listen, it's a brilliant opportunity to be part of the Go Loud roster. And I suppose to have the opportunity to, I suppose, air my grievances about Manchester United at the moment, as opposed to doing it on Twitter.
How long is the podcast?
we're looking at a 45-minute time limit on the podcast. It might stretch to an hour, you know. So, yeah, it's fun, and I suppose my tweets get a lot of engagement, and that's kind of what the guys in Go Loud identify with me starting up this podcast. You know, I talk about Man United a lot on Twitter, and I suppose it's the best way to put it to use is for people to hear my real voice.
Have you
Tuesday?
Have you a sidekick? How are you going to work it? Some sort of a foil?
Yes, we have a co-host, and I suppose it creates a great dynamic. Paddy Murphy, formerly of Rory Stories and massive TikTok following, huge Liverpool fan. So yeah, it creates a great dynamic every Tuesday. But Paddy kind of plays this, you could say, a persona on TikTok as the, you say, deluded Liverpool fan. But on the podcast, he's fair, he's balanced. You know, he shows a sense of diplomacy every week when talking about Liverpool. He tries not to kind of go into me a little bit about United.
Yeah, he'll have to park that soon enough. That's that reasonableness needs to exit stage left. And so will you take interactions? Give us a sense of the format.
Well, the format is, I mean, we're going to talk about, obviously there'll be a focus on United every week, and also a focus on what's going on around the Premier League and other leagues as well. Like, I want to include everything. And I suppose you can't do something without me doing my usual spiel. So we have a segment called Famous Faces, where I'll impersonate many different characters from the footballing world and the acting world, the music world, the world of politics, just to kind of, I suppose, get an obscure take on what, say, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino or Mark Wahlberg or Gordon Ramsay think of what's going on in the Premier League or Man United every week as well. So there's that. So that should be a fun element to it.
And compared, are you, like, it's different, right, sending out a tweet when you're sitting in your couch and you're hacked off with Ronaldo not making an effort to sit behind the mic and having given voice to it. Are you apprehensive about that aspect of it, or looking forward to that sort of element of developing the thoughts a bit more, I suppose?
No, I am. I am 100%. I don't want to be too toxic, and I don't want to have too many agendas. When I'm criticising a player, it's coming from the heart, you know what I mean? I don't have any issues with players at the club. I know there's a lot of, you see, there's a kind of a split between fans and Man United. Like, there's a lot of fans that would prefer Pogba over Bruno, or Bruno over Pogba. Mm. There's a lot of fans that, I was talking just before we came on, Andy Mitten talking about McTominay. There's a lot of fans that don't particularly like McTominay because he's maybe not at the level of a Rodri or a Fabinho. You know, I don't want to kind of bring that in. I don't want any agendas on the podcast.
If you had to put a number of years on it, Al, how many more years of pain do you think you're going to suffer as a Manchester United fan?
I don't know. I mean, I think we're, with the rumours of Ten Hag coming in, I think we're kind of heading towards rebuild number five.
This is the one.
2013. This is the one, yeah. This is the one. No pun intended, but that was a Stone Roses song. But I don't know. A couple of, I hope in the next year or two, things do improve. In the first episode, I was very honest about Ronaldo. I think that was obviously a panic signing, and you know, the overall kind of euphoria of him signing for the club back in August is a distant memory. That Newcastle game is also a distant memory, and he's just not cutting it in the Premier League, unfortunately. And that's natural. Age catches up with you. And I think there's kind of an issue up front for United, so they need to address that in the summer transfer window.
Have you met many of the current dressing room?
No, I haven't. Right. I've met a lot of the older players, the ex-players, more so.
I know you're not wanting to lay the boot in here, but like, does Ronaldo get dropped this weekend? Like, given the form he's in, and no goals. Obviously, it's going very little.
I suppose if Cavani is fit, which I think he is for Sunday, then yeah, I would probably go with Cavani over Ronaldo. But he likes to go. He likes to have a holiday every now and then as well, you know. So it's a huge issue. It's a massive issue, and Martial obviously gone off to Sevilla as well. So.
Come here, I'm looking over your shoulder and it's reminding me of, I think I've seen you during the week, I don't know, was it an old clip, hanging out with John Fury?
Yes, I was put on the spot by Gareth Davies to do the John Fury impression in front of the man himself. So I was okay. I wasn't like Carl Frampton during the week.
What's it? Is there? I mean, outside of the physical presence of somebody that likes John Fury, is there? Are you apprehensive when you're in that company? Like, you know, like the Paul Scholes or Gary Neville or whatever it might be. Is that? How do you find all that when you actually get in front of them and they're like, okay, do me now?
Yeah, I'd naturally be very nervous. But I just go with it because I kind of specialize in those kind of one-off videos. If I am in front of a celebrity or anything like that, I will either impersonate them or I'll do a round of impersonations, just talking about whether it's an upcoming match or an upcoming fight or something that they have going on in their lives at the moment. Like I'm kind of, at first I was nervous doing it, but now I'm okay, I suppose.
Are you like? Because I can imagine like getting into that sort of company and you're behind the scenes, like, you know, it's, you're there hanging out with them, you're probably wanting to pepper them with a million questions and they're probably like, come on, perform for me, do that thing. are you ever like, listen, can we just, let's just have a chat. Can we just have a chat here?
Yeah, and that's the funny thing as well. But I've come to a point in my life where I am more comfortable doing those voices than I am being me.
Really?
Professionally. Yeah, well, I suppose like the podcast is another thing, and that I can be Al for say 35 minutes, 40 minutes of that podcast, and then 5 minutes is dedicated to the impressions as well. Mm. But yeah, I've become so comfortable with that.
Yeah,
unbelievably so. It's crazy. It's a weird old thing.
Like to the point where you're nearly, like you say, you're sort of happier in that persona almost. Like when you're in that company.
No, listen, don't get it confused. I'm not like that in front of, you know, my fiance. And my
wake up in the morning. Who am I in bed with this morning?
Yeah. No, my daughter, my daughter is telling me to do Grandpa Pig from Peppa Pig and a few of the Paw Patrol characters, you know. I'm like that for her on a daily basis.
Who's your Paw Patrol number one?
Mayor Goodway.
Oh, Mayor Goodway. Gives a blast to Mayor Goodway. There. There's plenty of people.
Chickaletta, hello. Where's Ryder in the Paw Patrol?
that's also a huge hit.
And even she loves Sing as well. So I was doing the Matthew McConaughey character in Sing.
Ah, brilliant. Yeah. The last one on those that meeting up. How has anybody taken it badly? Like I know you're not necessarily overly, like you said earlier on, like sort of toxic or overly critical of people in that regard, but has anybody taken it badly?
Look, I don't know if he did or not, but I do remember, and it was at the very start of me kind of, you know, learning that impression. I did a gig in Manchester for the class of 92, and I did Gary Neville in front of Gary Neville. Mm. And it was about 10 or 12 tables. And he kind of gave me a little side eye when I did that impression.
Wow.
And that was it, really. Yeah. Like, I think there was a little chuckle and there was also a bit of a side eye.
In the, Gary Neville's never been confrontational in a life situation ever before, has he?
No.
I guess there's a situation where there's a lot of people of note who you can't really be surprised when they take themselves too seriously, but you are playing with fire a little bit when you go in with that knowledge, I suspect.
I've been lucky enough, you know, that they've taken it well, they've taken it on the chin, which is, you know, which I'm grateful for as well. You know, that's a good thing, I suppose. Hopefully, you know, fingers crossed, touch wood, I don't have an experience like that in the future. I did think I was going to have it with John Fury, but he liked the impression, so thank God for that.
We don't want to let you away without actually tapping into some of that. So what would Gary Neville make of this new podcast, do you think?
Well, I mean, I think I'll need to tap into the likes of him. He's got to get guests on. I mean, you get guests on every week. That's really important when you're doing a football podcast. I mean, you just don't have the likes of myself, you know, Jamie Carragher, you know, an Eamon Dunphy for that matter, or something like that. You get someone on, get an actor who's a football fan. It's a football fans podcast, primarily for the fans, right?
And compared to Stevie G, obviously he's very much back in the game, back in everybody's radar at the minute.
Of course, it's great. Obviously, you know what I mean. I know Al isn't obviously the biggest fan of me because he's a Manchester United fan, and I know that Paddy, the co-host, is obviously, you know, he worships me. But obviously, we're going to talk about Aston Villa and not in the best of form at the moment, but you know, hopefully that turns around. Of course.
I saw you sort of when you're getting into character almost right away, there is a physical kind of aspect to it as well, is there?
Yeah, and it's funny as well, you know, you learn the voice and the mannerisms, they naturally come with learning the voice. You don't, that's like an automatic thing.
Yeah.
It's a weird old process. Like, you don't have to. It's not a step by step process in learning an impression. It's just the voice, and then the mannerisms just naturally come with it.
What about Harry Redknapp? He's been, it kind of disappeared off people's radar. People love him, obviously, but he's sort of disappeared off people's radar, hasn't he? A bit.
Well, you know, I don't want to, you know, talk about. I don't want to be on the radar too much. You know, I'm enjoying retirement as well. You know, in the. You know, the terrific time I had in I'm a Celebrity was fantastic, you know, and it really was, you know. And you guys are great, you know. I watch you guys every morning, you're fantastic, you know, and all the transfer rumours are brilliant, you know, so fantastic.
Good man, Harry. And come here, before we let you off, we better get a word from ahead of the Manchester Derby at the weekend. Is Pep, is he feeling a bit confident about this? It's in the bag, really, for Pep, isn't it?
You know, of course, we are feeling very confident because you have to look at the team, Manchester United at the moment. You know, okay, maybe they are more disciplined since Ralph came in, but we have to win the league. It's very important. We need to go consistent, okay? Because my players, there is no passion. No passion, you know that, lads. There is no passion. The guys, they go out onto the pitch and they are robots, okay? They are my robots. You know, it's like I have a PlayStation controller and I am controlling these players, okay?
Amazing. From Mayor Goodway to Pep Guardiola, I think we've pretty much covered it all off.
Listen, there's a Ralph there as well, if you want.
Go on, a who?
You know, there's a Ralph as well to play. You have to do Ralph Rangnick. It's very important for us to play good football. You know, every Man United manager I've had to learn that's come in, it's important to do that, okay?
Good man. Listen, fair play. Well done. Great sport. Enjoy the game of the weekend. Best luck with the podcast.
Thank you very much, lads. Thanks so much.
Good man. Thanks a lot. Al Foran there. Goalmouth. Al Foran's Football Forum. It's a Goal Out original podcast. New episodes available every Tuesday. And you can just head along, download the Goal Out app now. And you can pick up, as Al was talking about there, the very first episode.